Mr. Chairman, allow me to assure you of Romanian delegation's full support in leading this important forum to a substantial outcome. Romania aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union. Therefore, I would like to limit my statement to a few brief points of national relevance. We remain firmly committed to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and its protocol, which provides for a unique forum of expertise that enables states party to discuss important issues related to the use of weapon systems and learning from each other's national implementation, while providing a significant and real humanitarian benefit. The convention process has continually achieved new developments, demonstrating the flexible nature of this framework. Romania constantly attaches great importance to the key role of CCW in addressing the humanitarian concerns caused by certain conventional weapons. Romania ratified all the additional protocols, participates in the convention progress, and honestly implements all its obligations. Efforts towards universalization of the convention should remain a priority, with a view to enhance its effectiveness. While the full implementation of the CCW can be ensured through compliance with its provisions, we stress the importance of submission of annual compliance reports by all states parties. We welcome and support any mechanism to strengthen compliance with the convention. The CCW meetings, as a forum that gathers diplomatic and military expertise, are a right place to address issues of new and emergency types of weapons and technologies and their relevance to the principle of international humanitarian law. This is the reason for recognizing the CCW as the relevant forum to further explore and discuss lethal autonomous weapon systems. We welcome the results of the 2018 group of government experts meetings under the chairmanship of Ambassador Gill of India and the agreed guiding principles, which deepened our understanding of this multifaceted issue. As many questions to be addressed still remain, we support the continuation of the GGE's work in 2019 with the framework of CCW towards substantive recommendation and options. We share the concern over the growing use of IAD by non-state actors and warmly welcome the extensive and substantiated work undertaken under amended Protocol 2 framework. Continued dialogue is needed within the CCW in this regard, as the IAD is not only strike troops on the ground, but it is also an indiscriminate terror weapon to killing and injuring thousands of civilians. We recognize that the difficult financial situation of the CCW is detrimental for the effective operation of the convention. We would like to underline the importance of clarifying the financial sustainability of the CCW, expressing our hope that the next steps needed to address this situation will be found in a proper and transparent manner. In concluding, Mr. Chairman, Romania stands ready to constructively work for a successful meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.